Then I think we're live.
That's what the robot lady said.
Podcast. I am joined tonight by my lovely fiance Tiffany.
Hola. Pretty much all the Spanish I know. So that's your what the fuck do they call that shit? That's your ethnic diversity for the evening.
That's okay. The only Spanish I remember is hola, como estás, qué bueno, buenos días, buenos noches, and I can count to 15.
I know that Punta Gorda means fat bitch, and it's also a city in Florida.
So what do we want to talk about tonight? Why don't we talk about weed? Weed's fun to talk about. This is called Joe's Smoke Session, so why the fuck not? Let's see. Now that weed's starting to become legalized, shit's starting to change in the marijuana scheme. Everything from new products to new ways of getting high. To there's candy bars and chocolates. And something new that I saw that I really want to get is the mold to make a bong out of ice.
Oh, yes. Must have the ice bong.
I've put snow in my bongs before. I've put ice in my bongs before. I've never made my bong out of ice. And they take my hit. I know I personally prefer the pipe. Just because you have more control. I feel like every time I smoke a joint, I'm just burning weed.
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel this. I feel even more like that with blunts, though. Because you're just packing a shit ton of it in there, and then it's just, like, gone. Where the fuck did all my weed go? And then I don't like bongs, personally, because I don't think I have the lung capacity for that shit.
So I remember when I was in high school, me and some buddies had the idea of rolling an ounce into a blunt. Of course, those fuckers did it without me. I'm looking at you, Smitty and Robbie. You bastards. I know you did it. You didn't even write me, you pricks. And I could have shown up. I wasn't working. But anyway, that was years ago. So I also am a host of a comedy room out here in Biddeford at the Adam Street Pub, which been hit or miss. I mean, it's a fresh comedy room. Not a whole lot of people have been showing up, but we've had fun moments. First show, I got engaged. Second show was kind of a hot mess on pancakes. Let's see, last Thursday was our third show, and yeah, that was fun. Tiffany forgot which show she went to. It's okay. Actually, Tiffany's probably going to hit me, but... On the way to the show, because Tiffany ran the door, she actually asked me, so who's on the $5 bill, Jackson? I was like, no, it's Bush.
Okay, yes, I legitimately forgot that Andrew Lincoln, fuck, Abraham fucking Lincoln was on the front of the $5 fucking bill, okay? I forgot... And he got to laugh at me for it, and now you all get to laugh at me for it. What the fuck, man? And did anybody get the number of that fucking bus he just threw me under?
And I said, no, Abraham Lincoln's on it. But he's on the penny. He's on both of them. Hey, honey, that's okay. You had a little brain fart with the bill. But that can't top anything on top of what my ex said once. We were walking into a store, and she picked up a penny and said, pennies are fucking useless. Unless you save them up, and then I guess they're kind of useful. Like, bitch, did you just talk yourself in and out of an argument in one fucking sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I wonder if she was never any good at arguments. Speaking of my personal life a little bit, I actually won a victory against my ex in court not that long ago, where I claimed the right for my children and protection of my children and the right to claim their taxes. That way I make sure my kids are taken care of, unlike last year where they got screwed. So that's a good thing and a good victory in my corner, even though some people are idiots. There's one gentleman I work with who, granted, yes, the person I'm talking about is slightly mentally handicapped. I'm not going to put that out the window. But that doesn't give you a right to be a dickhead. It doesn't. And there's a difference between the accidental social miscues that happen when you're mentally handicapped and just being a fucking dickhead because you're mentally handicapped. And this guy is just a dickhead and uses his mental handicap as a cover for it. He actually came up to me and said, well, you know, isn't that shooting yourself in the foot? Because now you have to watch your kids all the time. I'm sorry, but protecting my children from being physically abused by their other parent and their choice of spouse is not a bad thing. it's actually a very, very good thing. Even if it's going to be hard for me to take care of my kids, they're safe. And that's all that matters. Then I probably told them to go the fuck away before I knocked them out. You ever have high thoughts?
Everybody has high thoughts.
I love high thoughts. Like when your brain just starts stringing shit together that you really just shouldn't.
Why won't my phone let me type in twerking? It keeps auto-correcting it to tweaking.
Because it wishes it was on meth. Because it finds tweaking better than twerking.
If you were on meth, you would want to do a lot of twerking. You would be so fucking energetic, you would be doing a lot of twerking.
My ass is moving so fast! Put a jackhammer under it, we're going to break some concrete. Hey, I've seen some twerking videos where those bitches could put some coal underneath their ass, crush it, and get diamonds.
So their ass is really good at crushing things and can change their chemical makeup?
Heat and pressure. I once saw a woman crack a watermelon with her tit.
Just one tit?
Just one tit.
Like under the tit?
Yep, she picked the tit up, slammed on the watermelon, broke it in half. Like B-Rad's wet dreams.
Okay, but why is that a thing? Why does that have to be videotaped and recorded and put on the internet? Why do we care?
She is breaking a world record. Most things squash with a boob.
Okay.
Why is that a world record?
I was going to say, that's going to be my next question.
There's world record for the longest handshake.
Yes, I did know that, actually.
Which I guess is just under, like, 2 days. I could totally shake somebody's hand for 2 days. As long as they don't mind as I use the other hand to take a piss.
You don't have to use your hands to take a piss. You have to have a hand to, like, undo your zipper and shit. But I used to see my ex take a piss all the time without actually touching the dick.
Well, I try not to let things hang because things tend to get messy sometimes. If you let things hang, you can have some drippage that you don't count for.
So basically what you're saying is you piss all over the floor?
More like there's like a swing back on your pants. And it's like, oh, look, I peed myself.
Okay, and then in that case, that would make me want to know, why don't men use toilet paper then? If you've still got fucking piss dripping out of your dick, take a little bit of toilet paper and hold it there for a second, it solves the whole fucking problem.
I don't know if you've been to a men's restroom. No toilet paper near the urinals.
Well, quit pissing out in public next to other men. We don't do that. Hey, we don't put the toilets right next to each other with a, you know, only like a halfway wall where we can rest our arm, you know, our elbows and not lean over to our neighbor and what's going on today?
But to be honest, that would probably not be a bad idea for you women considering you all go into the bathroom in groups anyways. It'll make things a lot easier. So, Cheryl, what are you talking about a husband's dick?
You still have that gangrene problem? And if you notice from the other night, that actually starts at a very young age because your daughter is, if I get up to go to the bathroom, she was already coming with me.
Oh,
even
I know.
Even if she didn't have to go before I got up. She's only 7. She's already starting that.
Oh, yeah. One thing they don't tell you when you become a parent is bathroom privacy is gone.
Actually, lots of people tell you that before you become a parent, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but the doctors don't tell you shit. The doctors also don't tell you that your kids can get a boner under the age of 1. That shocked the shit out of me. Go change my son's underwear. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Why do you have a bitty baby boner? I don't get it. Oh, stop peeing on your face. Don't pee on your face. Oh, God.
Yep. I was changing an infant one time when I was teaching, and he pissed up straight up in the air and all over himself. All I could do was hold my hand down on his stomach so he didn't roll on the table and stand back for a few seconds. So I had to let he peed on his own face. I felt so awful. Let me clarify. I picked him up off that table and cleaned him immediately as soon as he was done pissing.
Of course, to any parents or future parents out there, especially if you have a little tiny baby, I'm going to give you a little hard truth. You will, and I promise you, you will be tag teaming changing a diaper. It's just gonna happen.
How do you tag team changing a diaper?
Oh, it's really easy. You see, one of you goes in there and you start cleaning up the baby, and when you're just about to throw up, you tag in your partner, and then they run in there and do some changing, and then when they're about to throw up,
that's pitiful.
It happens to every new parent I've ever known.
Try taking care of a classroom of 11 2-year-olds with every single one of them in diapers and having to change 11 diapers multiple times a day. And then come back to me about how bad shit can smell. Because I've got, when you're in that situation, you got no backup. There's nobody going to tag team in for you. You got to fucking clean that shit up yourself. That's what you signed up for when you started preschool.
Yeah, that's why I just stick to my own kids. Which is gross enough. My son can clear a fucking room. My son farts and people literally are like,
oh, God, yes. Oh, no. If he ever farts in the truck and I have any kind of upset stomach, we're going to be fucking up to you. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know what it is, but I think that within each child, there's a little portal between their large intestine and their asshole. And that portal leads to the bog of eternal stench. And in one end, their innards and their waste product get dumped into one end of the stench. And in the other end, it gets sucked up and comes out of the asshole. And it's been that way since he was a baby. This is a new development. It wasn't like all of a sudden, hey, how come Parker's fart stink all of a sudden? No, no, no. This kid could clear a room when he was a baby.
That's so gross.
I couldn't keep him out of ice cream until he was 5. It's true. It's just sad and true.
Why do men like to talk about shit so much? I've noticed it was way before I started dating you. It was with every comedian I watched on TV, too. Every fucking comedian wants to talk about shit. Why is that so? But then if you talk about baby poop, that's fucking, oh, God, that's awful. That's horrible. But then every other type of shit is, ah! Can you explain the male fascination with shit?
It comes from the old caveman days when we used to have to rely on shit as camouflage.
You serious right now?
Potentially. You'd be surprised how many things that men have left over from the caveman days. That's why every single man looks at other women. Every single man. He may lie and say he doesn't, but every single man will see a woman who looks good and will look at her and go, yeah, I fuck her. Now, a good man will not try to fuck her.
A smart man won't say that out loud if his girl's not in a good mood.
Correct. But that does not mean the thought does not cross our mind. Even the Pope himself, I'm sure, has seen a hot-looking blonde with a big rack walk through the Vatican and gone, ah, de nomine patri spiritus sancti.
Do you even know what the hell you just said?
In the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. The whole phrase is, the nomina patria spiritus spiritus sancti.
But why would he be saying that when a big-titted blonde was walking by?
Because he's trying to forgive himself for having that thought? I don't know. I don't say he didn't feel bad after having the thought, but he had the thought.
Men don't have thoughts. This is how rumors get started.
Sure we have thoughts. Just normally too inebriated to remember.
Joe, this is what they call dead air time, sweetheart.
I know. I'm trying to post online. Give me a minute.
What are you posting?
The link. so we can get a listener or two, or five or six, or none.
I'm watching somebody make Funfetti sugar cookie nachos. My fucking friends on Facebook seriously need to stop posting shit that makes me think that I can be fucking Rachel Ray and Martha Stewart and all this other bullshit. I can't make shit. This makes me think that I can.
Sure you can. You just gotta focus. You just have to focus like a Ford. Bum bum ba. Yes, beer glasses that fill from the bottom.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's currently watching a video where beer glasses actually, you put them on a little tap and they autofill.
From the bottom, apparently.
Yeah, from the bottom. They have a special little tap on the bottom. And one thing I think is really cool, some bars now are starting to attach little hoses to the table. So you get charged for every single drop that comes out of the hose as opposed for each individual beer. You just drink until you're drunk and then just pay whatever you drunk.
You got to pay for the hose? You got to pay for all the drops coming out of the hose?
Yes, which actually equals out to be cheaper than buying it per beer.
Okay, that went way over your head. I was making a joke, play on words.
Oh.
Drops coming out of hose, beer.
Well, yeah, you got to drop the hose. The hose got to get the juice. I'm dreaming of a wet snapper.
Oh my god. Shouldn't have to dream too.
The way her pubes glisten when she...
Oh, that's fucking disgusting. I know that it's natural to have pubic hair and that's the way that we were made and whatnot. I think, this is my personal opinion, I think it's fucking disgusting. I love to check out other women. I check out porn more than my fiance does, and I can't stand to watch porn or see a naked picture of a woman that's got fucking hair on her vagina. It's just, it looks dirty to me. I can't explain it, and I think it's gross.
I agree 100%. Not only that, but because of the fact that so many people are now shaving their genitals, we've almost completely eliminated crabs because there's nowhere for them to hang out. No hair, no bugs. That, and frankly, I think everybody, man and woman, should shave up down there because nobody wants hair in their mouth.
They really don't. They really don't want hair in their mouth.
No, hair in your mouth sucks. Doesn't matter whether you're sucking a dick or eating a pussy. Hair in your mouth sucks. Not that I would know from experience in one of those fields.
Yes. You all probably already realized that Joe does suck dick.
Oh, yeah, totally. Isn't that right, Dougie? I will spare your last name because, frankly, I don't think Steph would appreciate it very much. Anyways. What are you watching?
It's called Walking Water, and this kid did it with fucking food coloring, water, clear Solo cups, and fucking paper towels.
He made a rainbow.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sweet, actually.
Oh, how pretty. He should bring it to the Pride Parade.
Me being a dick. Oh! Bubble star. That's going to be the lark.
Now we're watching a video. It's someone made molds and they shoved bubbles through it and then cut the bubbles off so they make shapes, which is really cool. And now someone dancing, holding
chicken.
A chicken. Thought it was a stuffed chicken at first.
No, that's a real chicken.
But nope, that's a real chicken. Someone holding their cock and dancing like a...
No, a chicken is not a cock. A cock is a male.
Oh, that's right.
Chicken is a female.
That's right, they call it a pullet. So would you grab my cock and pull it?
Oh my god. I knew you were going to say that too.
That's an old joke. That's an old joke.
Mm-hmm.
Still boggles my mind that I live in Maine and eat food.
I fucking hate seafood.
I know, that's one of the reasons I love you.
But absolutely nothing will compare to the day you said, really, I hate Chinese food. I wanted to fucking blow you in the middle of the fucking street. I was so excited.
Ah, that would have been awesome. Right in the middle of Bedford. Suck it! Yeah! Fuck Chinese food and food. Yeah, I don't like seafood. I've always said since I was little, if it's from the sea, it's not for me. If it lives in a shell, it can go straight to hell. If it has fins, it doesn't go in.
Okay, no more of that.
If it's seen a whale, I'm not kidding. I'm going to stop there. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I didn't make fish. That I don't understand. When I was growing up, somebody told me, if it smells like a fish, it's a dish. If it smells alone, leave it alone. If it smells like a fish, that's a dirty-ass dish.
Yes, I've never heard that particular saying until you said it just now.
Yeah, that was a pretty popular saying growing up here in Maine. Because people up north are dirty, nasty fucks.
Oh, yeah. Because they're living down in Florida.
Oh, no. There's dirty, nasty fucks everywhere. But the farther north you go, the nastier they get. Like, there's a town up north called Brownville that my mom lived in briefly. Now, here. I'm gonna give you the directions to Brownville. You get on 295, you get 95, and you head north. And as you're going north on 95, you're going to keep going north. And eventually, you're going to be loading the bullets into your gun, and you're going to be putting the gun to your head. And as soon as you're about to pull the trigger, you got to take a right, and you got like another 45 minutes to go.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is how you get to Brownville, which is the land of no teeth. I'm not kidding. I didn't see one person in that town that had a full set of teeth in their mouth. Not up here, and I love you, Ma, but I am never coming back to this fucking town again. They had one movie theater playing a movie you've never heard of. Honestly, the first time I saw the movie theater, it was playing a movie called Invictus, which at the time I had no idea what the fuck was. Apparently, it was about the South African soccer team, which clearly nobody up there is going to want to see. And then the next time I saw on the other side, it said, the radio live. What the fuck is the radio live? All I can imagine is they like put a boombox on a chair and go, all right, everybody, listen. Because not everybody up there can afford a stereo.
Can't afford what?
A stereo. Or radio.
Oh, I thought you said a stereo. I'm like, they can't afford stereo.
I don't think they smoke so much. They might not. And all in the trailer park. Well, They called it a trailer park. Really, it was just this big patch of dirt on the side of the road, a bunch of rednecks going, hey, I bet you we can put some trailers in there. What you think? So they did. And the funny part is that everybody in the whole trailer park was stealing cable off of this one trailer. But that particular trailer had climbed the pole and stolen cable from the pole. And nobody even lived in that trailer. And out front of my mom's trailer was a little sign that said, American Alligator Habitat, keep out. And I went, Ma, aren't we a bit north for alligators? And she said, oh, somebody brought that up from Florida the last time they were down there. And she's telling me that somebody went down to Florida, saw this sign posted up for public safety, said, you know what? I'm going to bring that back to mine. That's going to look wicked good on my wall. Yeah! Took it down, brought it to Maine, and hung it up in fucking Brownville, Maine, so that way they could just, prove how stupid and backwards they are. I feel bad for the poor guy down in Florida who's now hopping around with one leg and one arm gone, going, man, if only there was a sign. If only there was a sign? What was that guy was like? Now I'm Captain
Wait,
Hook.
When did he lose his arm?
I don't know, sometime
I said he was hopping around, so I got the leg thing. When did he lose his arm?
Oh, he lost his arm trying to get his leg back.
From the alligator?
Yep.
Okay.
It was bad. Now he works at IHOP. He's a waiter. Get it?
No.
One game. I.
Uh huh. Now I get it.
Oh God. Yeah, and then of course I don't know. I was leaving up there, and like never coming back here again. I drove down the road past Bud and Ed's Shop and Save. Yeah, apparently, when the whole Hannaford changeover happened, they didn't get the ball. And she didn't get that because she's from down south, and down south Hannaford's called Publix. Even though I swear to God, the way they write it, it says Publix.
Publix. P-U-B-L-I-X.
But the way the lettering look, it looks like it says Publix. I walked in there going, "Where's all the hair?" Oh.
You're so gross.
But anyways, we were walking out and...
Feel free to tell him that he's gross. I encourage it.
Yeah, feel free. Why don't you hit me up on Twitter at Joe Ellis Comedy or on Facebook, Joe Ellis Comedy. I'd have you call in, but we still haven't figured that shit out yet. So,
You have a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter.
Oh, God, you're such a fucking fag.
I think I've sent out 3 tweets, though. And 2 of those were to get technical support from PlayStation. Apparently, they don't have a technical support team anymore. You have to tweet them your problem, and hopefully they'll get back to you. Kind of stupid. But anyways, we were on our way back from Brownville. I had to stop and get gas. I walked to the gas station, and the girl behind the counter was a pretty cute girl. She was a good solid 8. You know, not super fine, but definitely baggable sober. Until she smiled.
Uh-oh.
Boy, what a tooth. Yeah, I've never seen anybody drop from an 8 to a negative 2 so goddamn fast. It was like free-falling from space. It was pretty awful. And then I got my gas and got the fuck out of there.
Isn't the popular theory for men that would be more enjoyable for a blowjob? Because you wouldn't have to worry about the fucking teeth scraping against your dick?
I'd be more afraid of the disease coming out of the gums. I mean, I'm not sure if gingivitis does anything to the dick, but I don't want to be the first guy to lose his to it.
You don't want to be the test subject?
No, I don't want to be patient zero for gingivitis dick. I'm all set on that.
Where the fuck is your sense of adventure?
Left in the skillful hands of a PlayStation 4. Where I'm safe. That's where my hands are and my sense of adventure is. And speaking of video games, I watch a lot of videos and play a lot of video games. And I even watch some of those people on YouTube that play the video games. In fact, I'm thinking about starting my own channel once I get better internet and a camera, or rather a way to get the footage off my PlayStation. But, sorry, I didn't get you. One thing I don't get is some people are just, like some... YouTube's a fucked up thing. You can find, like, it's not even, like, sick shit, like 2 girls, 1 cup. But it's shit like full-grown adults playing with dolls.
What?
Have you not seen the videos?
I don't know.
Full-grown adults playing with, like, Barbies. They're like, oh my goodness, Elsa and Anna from Frozen. Oh! And going on little adventures, but they're fucking dolls.
So, I'm failing to see the problem.
You fucking adults. I can see a 12-year-old girl with a YouTube channel doing this.
Joe, I was a little in my last relationship. You're not gonna, nothing you're gonna say is gonna make me understand where you're coming from right now.
But of course, that's not nearly as bad as the people like called Noodles, which I don't even like saying his name, but I have to, so if you want to go see how ridiculous this guy is, he sets up all these environments as a video game Minecraft, which, side note, fuck that game. And the thing is he sets up all these environments and these elaborate stories, and he's basically playing digital dollies. It's just... He's got minions in there from freaking Despicable Me and his dog, and he like my son watches it all the time, which is why I know what it is, and I've since don't let him watch it anymore. Like one time he set up a whole school, like a whole school with like students and teachers and a chemistry lab, and like it's like, dude, you're playing digital doll dolls. What the you? I don't want to call him a fag, but Jesus Christ! And I don't mean fag as queer. I mean fag as, you know, fucking fag. Fag, I never mean a homosexual, just to clear that up. I mean someone who's just being a fucking fag. You know, just, not to copy Louis C.K., but just, you know what I mean. You know when someone's being a fucking fag. It's just not acceptable to say it. And this guy, fuck that. And, of course, there's other YouTubers who I do enjoy. Like, for instance, there's a YouTuber my son found called Jacksepticeye, who's this Irish guy with green hair. He was stuck in the town, cuddle up to a pipe and a bag of weed, and just start playing some really weird fucking video games. His video games have gotten strange.
Yeah, they were so normal to begin with.
Yeah, but now they're just really, I don't know. We've gone from dots bouncing back and forth to slime miniature.
Slime rancher? Put it away.
Don't know about that, kids. Yes, Slime Rancher. A game where you ranch slime. Need I say more?
Actually, yes. That requires a fucking explanation.
Well,
oh, okay, never mind. Is it the thing we were just watching?
Yes, it was the thing we were just watching.
It's super cute. I don't fucking get it, but it's super cute.
Yeah, you collect these slime things, and then you feed them, and then they poop out things, and then you feed those things to different slime monsters, and they eat them, and then they become hybrid slime monsters, because, you know, when you eat something's poop, you become part of it, and,
I would think that would be the other way around.
I don't know, next week we're going to get Sibo to eat some elephant poop and see if he either gets stronger or fatter.
Or deader.
Are any of these bad options at this point? I mean, if he's stronger, we can just, you know, if he gets fatter, he's not going to be able to do anything because he's sitting on his ass and he just walk away. And if he dies, well, opa! I'm sorry, Steve. I just mean it. I'm a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dick. So feel free to tweet me at any time or hit me up on Facebook at any time for any questions you might have for future shows or any questions I might ask during the show. Like, one thing I want you guys to tweet me and hit me up with at Joe Ellis Comedy on Twitter. What's your favorite strand of weed? What's your favorite strain? What's the weed that when you hear its name just gets a tickle in your asshole? Do you have any particular strains, sweetheart? I know you have Maine. And Florida's kind of not exactly a strain-heavy state.
I don't have enough of an opinion to answer that question due to lack of experience.
Don't worry, we're going to change that. My particular favorite strain, which is actually what I am currently smoking on tonight, is Headband. Which, if you would like to know more about the Headband strain, which is a combination of the MOB and I can't even remember what else, because I'm not that good at my weed strains, feel free to hit up my friend and fellow comedian Ian Stewart's Facebook page, or YouTube page. Just type in Stewart and the word stranger, STRIANGR. That's right, stranger with an I, so it's like stranger. Go check that out, and check out the Headband episode. He goes into complete detail about what kind of weed it is, what weeds went into making it, best times to smoke it, best kinds of ways to smoke it, and just a good general laugh and all. He's a very funny guy, good friend of mine. Definitely on scratch, it's hilarious. Side note, I'm also not getting sponsored for this, but he also has, if you ever wanted to be a comedian and ever wanted to see about what it's like to be in the comic or comedy world, I feel the power. if you ever want to know what it's like to be a comedian and do this whole stand-up thing, he has classes for stand-up comedy at One Longfellow Square in Portland, Maine. You can go on Facebook, just look up Ian Stewart, and you should find the information there. If not, go to One Longfellow Square's webpage. Just Google that shit, and you'll be able to find it because I don't have it on hand. But spring classes start March 7th. I personally will be in the spring classes, and it's going to be fucking amazing. He's a great teacher, wonderful comedian, and even though he's harsh on stage, the motherfucker's got a heart of gold. Anyway, now that I'm done kissing his ass, hold on, let me crawl out of the asshole real quick.
Jeez, no wonder you've been so tired lately, Joe.
I can't help it. It's so warm, and it smells like weed.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of weed, I think I'm going to pack another pipe.
I think you should.
Grab my headband. And also, just so you people know that now that we are in this age of higher grade marijuana, keep your shit in the bag. Just don't do it. It'll get squished up. It'll dry out. It'll taste like shit. It'll powder up. Get a jar. I personally use a pimento jar. Without the pimentos, obviously.
He keeps the juice, though.
I like the juices.
Sounds perfect.
The juices are good. And I also suggest using a grinder. And I know that's kind of common knowledge, but grinder really makes your weed last longer. I prefer the grinders have a little stash container on them. That way, when you're done grinding up your weed and you pack up your pipe, anything you got left over, you don't have to overpack your pipe and have it smoke fucked up. You can just scoop it in the top container and just smoke it later. And if you want, over at Northern Lights here in Portland, Maine, over on Brighton Avenue, they have a really nice plastic grinder that has a container, grinder, keef catcher, the works, for only $8. Which, that's a fucking deal. So, I'm going to pack a pipe. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know if classifying myself as weed illiterate is an actual thing, but if it is, that's basically what I am. Despite the fact that I started smoking when I was 18, I've dated a lot of total dickbags who insisted if we had weed that they were the real weed smoker. I wasn't a real weed smoker. I don't know what part of that test I failed. Yeah, no shit! I don't know Jack. But, so I was never allowed to actually touch the weed. I am ashamed to admit that I actually, if Joe were not here right now, would not be able to pack a bowl by myself because I don't know how.
I got work to do, ladies and gentlemen. I got work to do. Mm-hmm. That doesn't help the fact that you were in Florida, which is like one of the most anti-weed states I've ever seen in my life. I went on vacation down there once. It took me 2 days to get a fucking joint.
Mm-hmm.
2 days! And it wasn't even good weed!
Not usually.
It cost me $8!
For one joint?
Yeah, it took 2 days to get it. I was pissed.
They saw you coming.
And I had to get that for my ex's grandparents and yours. You try getting weed from an old one-armed man.
No, I'm good, thanks.
An old one-armed handyman, by the way. True story.
I was just getting ready to say, are you fucking serious?
Yes. He had one arm, he was a handyman, and we bought a joint off of him. And his best friend's a retired police officer. Figure that shit out.
When my dad was in high school, the day before winter break, he got busted in Same high school I did. This was one of the same teachers I had in, like, fucking science class or whatever. He got busted with a joint. Teacher called him up to the front of the room with a couple of his friends and asked him about it, and they said, yep, that's ours. We were going to smoke it. And the teacher kind of looked from side to side, put it in his pocket, told him to have a Merry Christmas.
Kind of reminds me of a science teacher I had in high school. We used to burn stems in the back of the classroom, and he used to just sniff the air and go, something smells good in here.
You think he knew exactly what he was smelling?
Oh, hell yeah, he did. I remember in high school, and I wish I still had this footage. I got to ask my old video tech teacher if he still has it buried somewhere in his drawer of VHSs. Because, yes, we still record things on VHS when I was in high school. Shut up! For those of you who don't know what I just said, VHS was a black box. And inside the black box was this black tape. And don't get scared because I'm using the word black now. And when you put the black box with the black tape inside of the bigger black electrical box, it was kind of like a DVD player, it played a movie. Now, you couldn't select scenes or nothing. You just had to rewind or fast forward to wherever the fuck you wanted to go. But it worked. And somewhere is my weed documentary where I interviewed this particular teacher, and he was all about weed. It was awesome. This is back before, like, anybody was even allowed to even think about smoking weed legally.
Well, yeah.
You young rippersnappers, in my day, we had to hide our weed smoking. Couldn't even get the cops to talk about it. Now I see people walking up, handing a doobie to the cop. It's not fair.
That was way too convincing.
I've been told I do a good old voice. Don't touch my prostate. I know it's been.
I don't think that's a thing, that big prostate. I think an enlarged prostate is actually a bad thing.
My prostate's so big, it's covering up my ass. Smoke weed. Yep, that's what we're here. This is Joe's smoke session. We're here to smoke some herb.
We are, except for Mr. Bogart over here won't pass the fucking bowl.
I just repacked it. I haven't even taken my hit yet.
Well, then he's wasting time.
So I have a theory about all the dying celebrities.
That cancer kills?
No. Well, NASA just released information that they may have found a new ninth planet. So I think the ninth planet just wanted some really popular inhabitants. And they're taking them all one by one.
I stand behind what I put on Facebook. They need to take the fucking Kardashians. Just start with them and just start taking them. Just take Kanye. Take fucking Lil Wayne. Take fucking Donald Trump. Take fucking every fucking juggalo on the planet. Just take them all.
Donald Trump. Our future president. Yeah, no. I tell you right now, if that becomes the president of the United States, I'm out. I'm done. Goodbye.
Well, we actually had... We actually had a friend tell us that she saw as a headline on CNN that the UK is talking about banning Donald Trump.
And they say the Queen's a stupid old bitch.
Like, why do you people want somebody running your country that isn't even allowed in another one just because he's an asshole?
Yeah, I've heard so many people go, well, he speaks his mind. Yeah, you know who else did? Hitler. He smoked his mind all the time.
All those people mean when they're like, well, he speaks his mind, is what they're saying is, I'm a racist, bigoted prick too, but I don't want to admit that I am, so I'm going to support this guy because that lets me support, you know, being a bigoted, ignorant prick.
And frankly, you want to know my opinion, and I know some people are going to disagree with me on this, but I don't give a fuck because opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, so come take a smell at mine. My opinion is I don't think you should be allowed to run for any form of political office unless your ass has worn a uniform and carried a gun.
I agree with that.
Period. You shouldn't be allowed to be a governor, we'll cut it off at governor, because you could probably do mayor just fine without having been in the military. But you should
what
not...
What about the governator?
The governator. Yeah, no, that was a bad idea. California needs to stop having celebrities as governors, but I'll get back to that in a minute. But, you know, if you're going to be in Congress or Senate or at the very least for president and vice president, you should have had to have seen some war. You should have to have been in the armed services. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. And I don't mean armed services like George W. Bush, okay? He used to just play dress up and fly around in a plane when somebody else is driving. You know, one week he's a cowboy, next week he's a fire pilot. I heard last week he's dressed up as a firefighter. Woo! Ding, 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 ding. Yeehaw!
There's so many things wrong with you.
I love when people ask me what's wrong with me. I'm like, would you like that alphabetically or chronologically? Either way, grab a Snickers. We're going to be here for a bit. Shit, what was I going to get back to? Oh, yes. So about California and the celebrity politicians. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It's just so... California has some of the dumbest laws I've ever heard of. Now, granted, this law was taken out of the books because of a celebrity, but there was a point in time in the state of California that it was illegal to walk down the street. Oh, sorry, it was illegal to walk down the left side of the street with an ice cream cone in your right back pocket on a Sunday.
Now, does that mean you couldn't do that on the day Sunday? Or does that mean that the ice cream cone in your back pocket could not be laying on a Sunday in your back pocket?
Both. Now, my question is, if you're walking down the left side of the street and somebody goes, hey, is that an ice cream cone in your right back pocket? That's against the law. You know you can just turn around and then you're not breaking the law anymore. Because you turn around and you're effectively... no longer on the right side of the street. You're now on the left side of the street, respectively. There's a law in California until Clint Eastwood became governor, and he went, what the fuck?
There's a law in Florida where you can't walk your elephant on the sidewalk.
Yep. To this day, in Kansas or Arkansas, not enforced, but technically it's a law where if your wife is going to drive, stand in front of the car with a red lantern waving a flag screaming, my wife is driving, my wife is driving. That's legit! Hell, even Maine has these stupid laws. Did you know that in the state of Maine, it is against the law to walk out of an aircraft flight without a parachute? How the fuck do you enforce that one? All right, if he lives, we got to give him a ticket.
Okay. Okay, so now, unfortunately for you all, I'm playing with Google. And I'm going to skip the ones that I don't personally find amusing. But in Alaska, apparently, they used to throw some wild parties in the woods because in that state, you are no longer allowed to give a moose a beer. It is a law on the books.
Yeah, because all the drunk moose in Alaska were
giving a moose a cookie is still fair game. Those of you that have children will understand that.
Oh, yes. You know, all those times I'm sitting there going, should I give the moose a beer or a cookie? Well, you know, beer would be more fun. Oh, see, what's another one that I remember? Yes, it's illegal in New Jersey to have a donkey asleep in your bathtub after 3 p.m. Makes you wonder, what the fuck happened for these laws to take effect? What happened?
Okay, in Colorado, you are not allowed to have an open container on horseback.
That's like in everybody's safety interest. Look at me! Me and Silver going for a walk. Whoa!
Oh my god, here we go. Joe and I live fairly close to this one. Connecticut. For a pickle to legally be called a pickle, it must bounce. Proving Connecticut residents are also devotees of the 5-second rule.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but that pickle did not bounce, so it is still officially a cucumber, not a pickle. What the fuck?
Okay, apparently in Delaware, if your buddy Johnny's next week's game of Truth or Dare in the basement gets too real, don't worry, because in Delaware, getting married because of jest or dare is grounds for annulment.
Oh, yes, because so many times I've been in the Truth or Dare circle, a girl said dare, and I said, Mary, be my wife. That's a little hardcore for dare. I'm thinking more like show your tits and let me finger you for 5 seconds.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Everybody, pretty much everybody I know would be so screwed. In Georgia, my old neighbor to the north, using profane language to a person under 14 in person or by telephone is considered disorderly conduct in that state. But if the kid's 15, say whatever the fuck you want. God, I would have gone to jail so many times.
Like, you little... Wait, how old are you? I turned 15 yesterday. You motherfucker! Haha, I'm only 14. You're going to jail. No! You motherfucker!
Okay, well, if you feel like going fishing in Indiana, I've got some bad news for you, because you are not allowed to catch fish with your bare hands anywhere in Indiana. Indiana has completely unrealistic views of my fishing skills.
Damn it, I'm not going to be able to Tarzan rivers in Indiana. Son of a bitch. I don't think I'm on my fucking list.
Tarzan the rivers? When the fuck did Tarzan fish? When did you ever see Tarzan eat a fish?
Tarzan could catch a fish with his bare hands in the old TV show.
The characters on Mulan caught fish with their bare hands.
Yes, that's true. But Tarzan in the old action TV show from like the late 70s. I'm a nerd. Of dumb crooks. What else you got in there for dumb laws?
Okay. Okay, apparently in Massachusetts, they had to specifically make a law against exploding golf balls. They are not allowed in the state of Massachusetts. First-time violators get a fine of up to $500. Repeat offenders can earn jail time. Stay the fuck away from the exploding golf balls when being an asshole.
Oh, I love exploding my balls.
Exploding balls.
Yeah, guals.
What are those, dear?
Seagull testicles? That's right. I strap explosives to seagull testicles and watch them explode. Because I'm sick like that.
You have one illegitimate child. Well, that's not a problem. But you're going to be facing misdemeanor charges as soon as that second one pops out.
But if it's illegitimate, how do you know?
You're not married. For instance, you would have misdemeanor charges at this point in time in the state of Mississippi.
So that's why they all live in the woods. They're hiding the babies. Hide the babies. Let's see, what's another?
I would just like to let everybody know that the last several seconds. struggling to open a package of candy while Joe watched.
Yep.
Chivalry is not alive and well in my house tonight.
Well, did you get it open?
Yes. I don't know what the fuck I was going to say. I know what I was going to say, but I can't think of how I wanted to say it. Not with any help from you, basically.
Well, it's called self-reliance. So who else is excited about getting their taxes back? Rather, I should say, what parents are out there excited about getting their taxes back? Because if you're not a parent, you're probably not going to be getting back a whole lot to get excited about. But I'm a father of two, and my ex is stupid, and let me get her. So I'm blaming the kids this year, because frankly, she fucked me out of taxes last year, so fuck her. And I'm getting back a substantial amount.
Yay, money!
Yay, money! Yay, new phone, and new TV, and new apartment. Yay! I'm so excited. Money.
Oh, in Ohio, you're not allowed to give alcohol to fish.
Well, what am I going to do with Drinky?
Drinky is the name of your fish?
Yes, and he gets very upset if he doesn't get a daily shot of alcohol. You know, a shot of vodka a day keeps Drinky happy all day. Sure.
Ooh, under Pennsylvania's incredibly detailed fortune-telling legislation, it's really sad they needed one, administering love potions or telling someone where to dig for treasure is a third-degree misdemeanor. Yes, she'll never find that pirate booty.
Ah. But I need to know where they hid the national treasure.
Ask Nicolas Cage.
I would, but he sucks. Everything he touches turns to crap.
Okay, in Rhode Island, if you intentionally bite off your friend's arm, you will go to jail. If it's just an accident, though, you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Son of a bitch. All right, so I gotta make sure if I bite off somebody's arm in Jersey, I do that. Oh, here's another good one. It is perfectly legal to set off a nuclear device in the state of California. But you must trade DNA in for a national database. The feds will still come put your ass in jail, but California won't press any charges. Once again, the fuck California. The fuck.
Well, in South Carolina, anyone under the age of 18 is forbidden from using a pinball machine because it's a very slippery slope from playing pinball to giving your fish alcohol.
Yes. You know, pinball machines, they are the fucking devil. They are just...
That's the real gateway drug.
Yep, that's it. Pinball machines lead to meth, everybody. I don't know if you knew that or not, but pinball machines lead to meth.
How I got it.
All right. You want to hear some dumb local laws. These are still laws in Maine. Shotguns are allowed to be taken to church in case of a Native American attack. That's right. So if you want to walk into your local church with a shotgun, they really can't legally stop. Please don't.
You're just giving those fucking idiots ideas.
Steve-O, I'm talking to you. Don't. Sick racist bastard. Let's see. I already talked about that one. Oh, after January 14th, you will be charged a fine for having your Christmas decorations still up. So to all you people who have your lights up, take that shit down. They literally can come give you a ticket. Because they're just as sick of seeing your shit as I am.
think that's a little fucking fascist and dictator. I mean, I personally also agree that leaving your lights up fucking year round and shit is trashy. But to tell people you're gonna make them fucking pay money if they don't take them down, stop my dick.
I agree. That's a little rough to be like, hey, your lights are still up. Can you take that shit down? Here's your ticket. What the fuck? Fuck you. All right, well, those are the overlying dumb laws in our state. But let's go through some of the town laws. Anybody who happens to be living in Augusta listening to this, don't go strolling down the street playing your violin. You will go to jail. Because it is against the law.
Just to walk down the street playing the violin?
Yeah, to stroll down the street playing the violin is against the law in Augusta. Our fine capital. The fuck, Augusta? All right, now here in Biddeford, near where I live, you can't go to the Biddeford Airport and gamble. It's against the law. And you're also not allowed to roller skate on the sidewalk. What fucking sidewalk?
Fuck, I love to gamble at the airport. What the fuck is that shit?
I know, and my roller skating on the sidewalk is the best way to get there.
Especially with all the ice and snow covering it.
Yeah, I know, right? Ellsworth, I think that's north of here. My geography's bad. Give me a break. If any part of the sign... Oh, hold on.
He lost his train of thought. We got to be careful. Them trains don't come along too often.
Nope. All right, that's a stupid one. That's so dumb, I don't even need to read it. Fuck that. What the fuck does expirate mean? Does that mean...
What's the sentence?
It is illegal to expirate from any second story window.
How's it spelled?
E-X-P-E-C-T-O-R-A-T-E.
Expirate. I think that means spitting. Because the Beauty Beast, Gaston singing his fucking song, and he says, I'm especially good at expectorating, and then he spits.
Oh. So if you're in Freeport, don't be spitting out the second story window. You said fuck.
Joe also isn't the best with the English. Joe's the math whiz. I'm the English whiz.
Shut up. To my friends in South Berwick, don't park in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. That's illegal. Apparently, only the cops need those parking spaces. You know, they got to get in and out real quick. In Waterboro, dog leashes may not be over 8 feet in length. So, if you want a rover to go on a long leash, think again. Oh, and in Wells, if you are thinking about advertising in the cemetery, don't. It is illegal to advertise in the cemetery in Wells. Because, you know, whenever I open up a new fried chicken stand, I think I've got to get the people going to bury the dead relatives crowd. Because what better to soothe the grieving soul than a bucket of fried chicken?
I tell you what, though, if I was a fucking psychiatrist or grief counselor or some shit, I'd be advertising all over the goddamn graveyard. Are you kidding me?
Fair enough. All right, let's go to our neighbor a little bit to the south. This is Massachusetts. That's Massachusetts. Because that's how I feel about that fucking state sometimes. In fact, one time I was driving through it, and I had to pull over, and I looked at my friends in the car, and I said, guys, I gotta go into the bathroom. I'm gonna Massachusetts.
You're disgusting.
Which, it's not so funny now, but considering how high we were, it was pretty fucking funny. And if you're laughing right now, you're high too. Let's see, in Mass, it is illegal to give beer to hospital patients. So, I'm going to tell Grandpa he's going to need to wait, get that heart pill and medication under control before he can come out and have another brewski.
That one seems like a gimme. Like something to do better than to get people in the hospital off.
Hey, listen, sometimes Nanny needs a drink. Nanny needs a highball.
No, Nanny really doesn't.
Also in Mass, candy must contain no more than one, or may not contain more than 1% alcohol. Because so much candy is which is so full of booze. All of them. Well, those candies my grandmother gave me when I was a kid, but we don't talk about that. We just love going to grandma's. Shooting range and mass cannot look like humans. I don't know why that's funny. No, don't shoot the human-shaped target. You might get some ideas. Don't want you to know where the kill zones are. What the fuck? Okay. In mass, at a wake, you're not allowed to eat more than 3 sandwiches. It's rude and it's against the law. Can you imagine being at a wake down in mass going, hey, Betty's on a 4th sandwich. Call the police. I've had enough of this bitch. She is not breaking the law at Nima's funeral. Seriously, USA, what the fuck, man? Okay. Apparently, if you like tomatoes in your clam chowder, don't go to mass because it's against the law to have them in there. Who comes up with this shit? Seriously? I mean, it's clam chowder. You got to put something in there to make it edible. The only clam chowder I like is...
Okay. I am not to be held responsible for anything that this man says. His opinions do not necessarily reflect my own. I am my own person.
Yeah, that's my disclaimer against Steve-O. Also, if you're a snorer in mass, you got to make sure to have all your bedroom windows and doors closed and securely locked, because nobody wants to hear your shit. No, this doesn't make any sense. Quakers and witches are banned. Have they not seen Salem? Seriously? There's more witches now in Salem than there were back during the witch hunts.
Well, there's no finding them now, sweetheart. They feel safer.
Fair enough. Let's see. All right, you fucking hipsters. This one goes out to you cocksucking pieces of shit. There's an old ordinance that declares that goatees are illegal unless you first pay a special license fee for the privilege of wearing one in public. That's right, hipsters. You pay up for your douchey haircut, you cocksucking motherfuckers. Your My Little Pony shirts and your biker jackets. Fuck you. Bullets are not allowed to be used as currency, so... So all you Fallout fans, you need to be able to trade in bullets for money, for bottle caps, and masks, unless they change that law after the nuclear war. What the hell is wrong with these people? Now, taxi drivers in mass, apparently it's against the law for them to make love in the front seat of their taxi cab during their shift. Apparently, if they take it in the back seat, it's perfectly fine, but it's not the front. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, honey, I'd have you come up here and give me roadhead, but it's against the law. We're going to have to pull over and get in the back. Then I'm going to get it in the back.
As long as there's not, well, A, as long as you're the driver and there's not a camera in the cab, I'll fucking blow you out whenever I want.
But it's against the law. You can't break the law.
Says the pot smoker.
Shh. This is Maine. It's legal in some places.
But not here. Shh.
It is totally legal in Studio E. That's right. We're live from Studio E. Somewhere in Maine where it is legal to smoke. I promise.
Apparently, we're live from two different places.
You're here with me in Studio E, very efficiency apartment. In case you're wondering what an efficiency apartment is, imagine a dorm room with a bathroom. Yeah, that's it. PJ. Okay, we're going to take a break from the dumb loss for 1 second. PJ, homie, I know you can hear this. or you will hear this. I hope you hear this. I'm going to say this. Stop purging, posting the virgin shit on Facebook. We get it. And the single shit. We get it. You're lonely and your dick is dry. I get it. I understand. I know how you feel. Only I was 14. But it's okay. I know you're 21, now 14, 6 year difference, but it's 7 year difference, but it's okay. Just go out. You got a job, all right, homie? You're working at a place, which I won't name because I don't want to get you fired.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said it. But, dude, take your paycheck, all right? All right? You set aside $20 a week, okay? When you got like 800 bucks, dude, go get a fucking hooker. Backpage.
Did you just say 800 bucks?
I don't know how much they cost. Like, if you're paying more than $100,
well, and that would be 800, nope. 8,000, or 80,000, not 800.
No, $80 to $100.
Okay.
Not $800. Yeah, save up $800 bills and fly your ass to Vegas and get yourself a nice piece of tail. Dude, save up like $100-$150 at the most, I would imagine. Go online, find yourself a hooker, and get your dick wet home. Just take it off for a test run, make sure it works. You know?
You're going straight to hell.
No, I'm not. Okay, I know I'm going to hell. But seriously, dude, take your dick out for a test drive. I promise you'll enjoy it. I know most of us get that done before the age of 20, but, you know, it's okay. I know you had circumstances that prevented
I was 18, Skippy, and I didn't have any circumstances that prevented shit. Some of us just weren't little whores that went and fucked this nasty, ugly girl just to have a warm, wet hole when they were 14 years old.
Hole's a goal. A hole is a goal. Hey, I didn't fall in love. She just said, hey, you want to fuck me? And I said, yeah, sure. So I did. In the front seat of my dad's truck, which was a 2-door Ranger. And I was fatter then than I am now. And she was not exactly a skinny girl. Figure that shit out. And when I say not exactly a skinny girl, I mean her nickname was... Mass has another one of those laws. All men have to carry a rifle to church on Sundays. Seriously, PJ, go take your dick on a test drive.
He's on a fucking cruise.
You're on a cruise, nigga? Oh, I mean, I put an A at the end of that shit. On a cruise? Seriously.
Get laid.
Dude, go up to the first, like, really Christian girl you can find on the cruise. Just whisper into her ear, I know you like it dirty. And she'll just blow you like you're a freaking raft. She'll blow you like you're a raft in the Titanic. Some of these dumb laws, I can't even imagine why they would enforce. Like, apparently in Mass, it's illegal to go to bed without taking a bath first. God damn. Honey, did you take a bath before bed? No. I have to call the police again. You know better than to break the law in my house. Go wash your ass. Oh, honey, you really hate Mass. Women are not allowed on top during sexual activities.
Who's gonna fucking stop me?
Well, apparently, if the police see you riding my dick, they're gonna give you a ticket.
Good. Let them come stand outside the fucking window and watch.
Only problem is that I will have them write the ticket while you continue to ride my dick. Go ahead, write the ticket. No gorillas allowed in the backseat of your car in Mass.
I do not have room for fucking Mighty Joe Young in my front seat, okay?
I'm sorry, Coco. I'm just going to have to ride shotguns. Until the year 2000, it was illegal to get tattooed or body pierced in the state of Mass.
That's because they still think it's the year 1800.
Well, luckily that got repealed. Good fucking God. What the hell is wrong with Children may smoke, but they may not purchase cigarettes. So if you see a kid smoking a mass, that's actually legal. They just didn't buy them.
Or they may have even bought them and somebody sold them illegally. You don't know.
All right. Why don't we wrap up the stupid laws thing with California, because California was just the dumbest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. California prison workers are no longer allowed to have sex with the inmates.
When did that get passed?
I don't know, but those poor, poor inmates. Film producers must have permission form of a pediatrician before filming a child under the age of 1 month. Well, that just makes sense.
Wait, say that again?
Basically, you have to have permission from the kid's doctor for under a month for filming.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a dumb law. That actually makes sense. I'm not going to lie about that. In fact, I would probably ask for a doctor's note if the kid was under five. I was to make that particular law. Let's see, it's against the law to let your dog pursue a bear. Because that totally happens.
It fucking did in Old Yeller. That little boy had that little fucking baby bear cub, and he was yelling and yelling for the mama, and the mama came running, and he let go of the baby, and fucking Old Yeller kicked that bear's ass.
If you're ever down in San Jose or Sunnyvale, you may be wondering why everybody has paper grocery bags. That's because the plastic ones are illegal.
They don't biodegrade.
Fucking California. If you're in Los Angeles County and you're at the beach, you're going to have to ask that lifeguard for permission before you throw that frisbee around. Because, you know, frisbees are just the most deadliest toy.
Are they using Chinese stars for frisbees?
I was thinking more along the line of Kung Lao's hat. Mortal Kombat. Ah, my head! Here's one that makes me laugh. Sunshine guarantees the masses. Oh boy, if I'm ever in the California on a rainy day in the town hall and I'm bitching, I want my money back. I was guaranteed sunshine. It is a mystery. So if you're in California, you are not allowed to shoot wildlife from a moving vehicle. Unless it's a whale. You see Moby Dick out in the ocean while you're driving your truck down the highway, you shoot that motherfucker. Damn.
How about from a boat? Perhaps that's where we'd be seeing Moby Dick from, would be from a boat.
I guess a moving vehicle could be considered a boat. How often are you shooting whales in boats? To anybody out there who might have a fish for whale, maybe? You shoot them? I mean, bust out the rifle and cap away at freaking Free Willy? I don't know. Tweet me about it. Joel Comedy on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And that's it.
Green grass grows all around all of that.
Women may not drive in a house coat in the state of California. The fuck's a house coat? Is that like a robe?
Yeah, I'm thinking like a robe or like a muumuu or something.
So if you want a surprise sexy time, no. You're going to have to change when you get in this driveway. No vehicle without a driver in the state of California is allowed to go above 60 miles per hour. Well, that's good to know. I'll have to tell my invisible robot driver, Chanel, to keep it to a nice little 65, a nice little 55 miles an hour to obey the law. Animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a church or a school or anything along those lines.
And what? Is that the animal's punishment if they violate this law?
I'm sorry, Mr. Badger, but here's your ticket. I'm sorry, you broke the law. There's nothing I can do about it. Do you want to make a payment plan then? What's wrong in California? Let's see here. In Arcadia, California, peacocks have the right of way on any street. Any driveway. If you got a bunch of peacocks in your driveway, you're not leaving. Would that be considered peacock block?
No, that just made me want to launch into a rant about wanting to know why in so many different species of animals, the fucking males are just so brightly colored and so fucking spectacular looking, and the females look like shit. Like, have you ever seen a peahen? That's a female peacock. You ever seen a peahen?
Yes.
They're fucking brown and ugly.
Yes, they are.
And fucking different types of birds. If it's brightly colored, it's a male. And different types of other fucking shit.
Well, not every species could get a good, like, female humans. Female humans got the good end of the stick on that one because they all look gorgeous and men look like horrible sacks of shit. In Baldwin Park, California, you're not allowed to ride your bike in the swimming pool. Damn it, how am I going to get my CrossFit in? Blythe? B-L-Y-T-H-E? Blythe? Blythe?
Wait, spell that one more time.
B-L-Y-T-H-E.
Blythe.
Blythe. Fuck, California? You are not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you already own two cows. I gotta... Thank you. Thank you, you fucking cowboy boot-wearing douchebags. Burlingame. It is illegal to spit, except when you're on a baseball diamond.
What's Burlingame? Does that say Burlingham?
No, Burlingame. B-U-R-L-I-N-G-A-M-E.
Okay.
Burlingame. In the city of Carmel, let's see, a man is against the law for a man to go outside without matching pants and jacket. So, I'm guessing this is a suburb of San Francisco. It's a much shorter. Okay, that's the one I already talked about. Women may not wear high heels within the city limits. So, if you're in Carmel, California, you're not going to see any sexy heels.
Do you have a foot fetish?
No. In fact, I think feet are kind of disgusting. They're a tool. They're not really meant for sexy now. They were. They curve better.
Lots of women wear heels during sex. Have you not watched porn?
See, I think that's kind of sexy, but at the same time, weed, the magical drug. The more you smoke it, the more you, That's what the experience was, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm basically, if Joe's not being as much of a bogart that evening, I'm
passing it. Don't give me that.
I like to pick on him. My fiance, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm fucking Dory from Finding Nemo when I'm high. Like, I'll be sitting here talking, and as the words are coming out of my mouth, I will completely forget what I was originally saying. You might know that happens a lot when we podcast and I'm smoking. You get used to it.
Or you have a psychotic episode. Or maybe... Oh, and for those of you who are wondering about the ongoing Confederate flag issue at the Adams Street Pub, the flag has been removed.
The flag should have never been put up. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, if you're offended by the flag, that's your opinion. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But can you also make sure that you dedicate that hate to the racist people? Tiffany does that pretty well, but to all you people listening, don't just blame the flag. Blame the people that made it that way. Blame the racist assholes. Blame the people, not the schools. Somebody brought an actual swastika flag, just joking around to the last show we had. I have to wipe my ass on it, because, yeah, fuck you. That's another symbol that people, a lot of people miss. I have to turn it on its side, put it in a white circle with a red background. It's racist as fuck. But shown in its proper original form, it's actually a symbol of peace, tranquility, love. I don't know, masturbation.
Wait, why are we talking about masturbation?
Good question. Masturbation. I remember one time I was listening to a radio program and the lady, they were, I'm sure they did this because they knew that some stupid little kids like us were going to click through and eventually catch the radio station in mid-sentence. But they're having people call in and talk about what they love to masticate with. You know, they had people calling up saying, oh, I'd love to masticate with a banana. It's just so smooth going in. Or somebody would be like, I'd love to masticate with a cream cheese bagel. In case you're wondering, masticate and masturbate, two different things.
Please refresh my memory on what masticate means. I knew it was different. I just can't remember.
Yeah, masturbate is you're stroking your banana.
I know what fucking masturbate means. I want to know what the other one means.
Masticate is just a fancy scientific term for eating.
That's why in Miss Congeniality, the snooty British guy says that she has a half-masticated cow rolling around in her wide-open trap.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yes, yes. So, I laughed my ass off because I thought their lady was talking about playing with herself with a banana while driving down the road. Apparently, she was just eating it. Yum. No, actually, gross.
You guys are weird.
I put forward that I am not weird. Everybody else is. I'm the normal one. I know some people say that as a joke, but I honestly do not believe it with my whole heart. This world's fucked up. Have you seen the Kardashians? Have you seen Honey Boo Boo? I mean, there was one time I saw a picture of Honey Boo Boo standing in front of her mother. They were wearing similar dresses, and I swear to God, it was Krang from the Ninja Turtles. I was just waiting for her to look up and go, Shredder! Bring me the turtles! No! I was scared.
Wondering if you've ever seen Joe's show or heard him do all the different voices. No, he does not do that during sex. I might actually hurt him.
Oh, yes! My tentacles are flabby! That's a guaranteed way to end sex right there. She'll donkey kick you off and
no, I once had sex with a guy who, as he was finishing, yelled out for the glory of Asgard, so it can't get a whole lot weirder for me.
Holy shit. For the glory of Asgard! No. No. Odin is not happy with your decision. Oh, I'm going to ride a six-legged horse down and shove a spear up your ass.
Please.
Just because Odin only has one eye doesn't mean he cares about your one-eyed monster.
Your one-eyed trouser trout?
Mm-hmm. When I used to work in a fast food restaurant, people come to the drive-thru and go, welcome, mommy, how are you? And they'd be like, what the fuck are you Hello? Can I interview? Yeah. Can I get a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I remember when I worked drive-through in fast food, there was an option where you could leave your headset so it was always on so you didn't have to hit the button to talk back to the customers. But I never, like, hardly ever left my headset on like that because I was always smart mouthing and fucking back talking everything the customer said. Like, they'd pull up and go, hello. And then they'd say, you know, can I get? And I'd go, nope, sure can't. And just shit like that all the time. And then one day I forgot that my headset was on and somebody asked if they could have something. And I said, no. And I realized I said it out loud. And I'm like, no, I can't help you right now. I'm sorry, sir. What did you want?
Liar!
I knew that was going to fucking come back and bite me in the ass one day.
I used to love playing around in drive-thrus. It was so much fun.
Have you ever climbed in and out of a drive-thru window before?
Yes.
My friend and one of my girlfriends, girlfriend just as a friend that I worked with at Bojangles in North Carolina. We were bored one night, so we climbed outside the restaurant through the drive-thru window, and then we climbed back inside the restaurant through the drive-thru window. For kicks.
Why not?
Pretty much.
Let's have fun. I remember the first fast food that we used to take a pipe and pack it up because we had a little cooler out in the way back of the restaurant. So we just pack up a pipe, leave it in there, and we'd all take turns going out back to get different things.
I smoked in the freezer with my shift manager at a fast food-ish establishment like that. I also had, and this was over 10 years ago, so no angry stares, I also had sex in the bathroom of my work while on the clock.
Oh, I've done that.
On the clock?
Yep.
Good shit. We got paid for sex. We're whores.
Yes.
You and I are whores. High five.
I always knew I'd be a whore. Let's face it, if I woke up tomorrow with a vagina, I'd be a total skank. Hard!
better be my fucking skank then.
Yum.
Red Robin.
Yum. So I actually took my kid to go see Star Wars. That was a lot of fun. My second time seeing it, his first. And I won't give away any spoilers, but he was mad at the end of the movie. He was mad. He was like, I'm fucking pissed, buddy. Don't be swearing. You can say I'm pissed, but not I'm fucking pissed, okay? Drop the F-bomb. But yeah, he was mad. And for those of you who've seen the movie, I think you could probably understand why he's mad. Something happened at the end of the movie. The guy did the thing to the other guy, and then the things and the stuff, and the stuff happened and things. Yeah. He was pissed. He was mad. He was looking at me like, dude, I'm going to wait for the next few movies. Well, that sucks. Oh, sorry, buddy. That's the way Star Wars works. When's the next movie come out? While.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple years, sports. Buckle in. See, I was lucky. When I was born, Empire Strike Back had just came out. And I was lucky enough that my dad took me to go see Return of the Jedi at theaters. So I literally grew up with basically the whole first trilogy done. So I didn't really have to wait long. In fact, I remember the first time I saw Star Wars, I was at the public library and I saw Darth Vader and I was like, he looks cool. I'm going to rent this one.
Hmm?
That's it. I rent But I first saw Star Wars because I was maybe 7 8 years old. Darth Vader looked cool. And the rest is history. I didn't even start in order. I started with The Empire Strikes Back because it had Vader right on the cover. And I was like, oh, he looks cool.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And then I brought it back. The lady's like, you know, there's another movie in this series. And there's another one coming out. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Awesome. Yes, I'm eating the candy, because that's what happens when you smoke marijuana. Speaking of which, and good news, I'm going to be getting my medical card, so I'll be able to smoke even more legally. Yay! Not only that, but no more going through shady backwoods dealers. Just be able to go into a place and go, that, and that, please. Put it in a bag. Bigger bag. Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't too bad for our first podcast. What do you think?
I think you're right with the words.
I think you're right with the words coming out of your mouth portal thing, food hole stuff. Kind of. Maybe, sort of. So I think tonight we're going to call it right there. Anybody who might happen to listen to this now or later, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to try to do this once a week, depending on how much weed I have. So thank you very much for listening and sitting here in my smoke session. Just stay tuned to the website. I'll try my best to post online when it's going to happen. And just make sure to, you know, be honest to yourself. Be honest to those who you care about. Basically, I don't lie unless you're wearing a badge. So that's just kind of the way it works. So I am Joe.
I'm Tiffany.
I say this is Tiffany. Thank you so much for hanging out for Joe's smoke session. May your bowls ever be full. I don't know. I have to work on some sort of an outro for this shit. So,
No, no approval. That no good there.
No good there.
No good there. May your lighters always be on high. No. 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 Okay. Just failing all around. Just failing all around. Well, we're going to call it there. Good night, everybody. If you can get high, stay high. If not, just be nice to each other, for fuck's sake.